black box. Right. So retrieval aren't happy with me, neither is Morrison, but I feel like I'm not the bad guy here. If they tell me the audio is clean, it should be clean. I'm barely 4 days into these files and I've already had one cut off completely and one missing hours of audio. It's like they don't even care about what I'm doing here. Their job is all done, it's my problem now. Well, I say it's not done. Did they even run any QA tests? Or did they just extract everything that wasn't completely scrambled and call it a day? Yeah, you heard. Whichever one of you's listening to this. I know what I said. I stand by it. Maybe someone will actually pay attention and do a proper job next time. Okay, fine. I'll delete that from the official submission. Anyway. Continuing analysis of the third collection of recordings taken from day 4 of the expedition. Commencing playback.
I'll make this quick.
You really don't have to, Doc. Take all the time you need. We've got nowhere else to be currently.
You first, Morgan.
Sure.
Hold still. 36.8. Good. Sleeve up.
You need me to count?
Not this time. Give me your finger.
Hello.
Hi. Follow me?
Of course.
Okay. We're all done. You can go.
I'll stay.
You... Okay. Dan, come sit.
Okie dokie.
37.
Average again, huh? Need to up my game.
Arm in there, please.
Ooh, arm crushing time. My favorite. That's good, right?
It's a healthy rate. Better than your last reading.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm doing something right? You okay there, Doc? You seem a little,
I'm fine. Everyone's fine. Follow my finger?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's fine. But it sounds like you kind of freaked out back there, huh? You doing all right?
Here you both are. Nobody has been answering me.
Aubrey, what do you need?
I need one of you to come to the lab. Hydrobay 4 is malfunctioning. The temperature is out of my control and I can't find the cause. If either of the people responsible for maintaining this ship aren't too busy...
I'm about done here, man. I'll come check it out. You sure you're gonna be okay?
Yes, Dan. You can go.
If you say so, Doc. Alright. So, the fun never stops around here. Come on, Aubrey. Let's go take a look at this gosh darn misbehaving hydro bay of yours.
Thank you. This needs to be repaired as quickly as possible. I've already fallen too far behind, and at this crucial stage, it's imperative.
Bliss and Schwartz are both doing well after EVA. All vitals are within ideal ranges. Eye movement, no issues. Blood oxygen levels as expected. No apparent side effects of the excursion at this time. Morgan, please stop staring at me.
Do you want to talk to me?
I'd rather just get this done.
Okay, cool. Do your thing. I'll wait.
Morgan.
Ren, I'm not leaving you alone right now.
I can't.
I'm here, love. What do you need?
Hold me. I need to know you're here.
Of course.
We've lost you. I thought you were...
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. We'll fix it. We will definitely fix it. If I ever have to go out there again, you will be able to hear me the whole time.
Morgan, when I couldn't... Promise me. Promise me.
I promise. We will hear each other.
We'll hear each other. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Do you want to take a break? Get away from here. Go on, turn it off. You can finish it up later. Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. Tell me your secrets. comms repair log, Dabney speaking. Sorry, Captain, hope that doesn't mess up the files. Now, where was I? Okay. Comms check, both suits responding, blah, blah, blah. Dan doesn't know what the mute button is. Okay. Ben opens the airlock and we are out. Morgan doesn't talk much and then, wait a minute. What was that? Static. And again, just before Lan went down. But there's nothing. There's nothing to show where the interruptions came from. The line was clear, and then it wasn't. There's no radiation spikes, no loose connections, no EMI. It's like something just passed through and knocked the comms out. Kind of like a storm messing with an old telephone line. I'm gonna have to run a full diagnostic again. There must be something I missed the first time. It doesn't make any sense. There's no reason for that gap to be there. They could hear themselves, we could hear ourselves, we could both use the line, but neither of us could pick up the other. So it means something was in the way. Right? Ugh. Nelly, why are you doing this to me? Oh, you are so sweet on the first day. Did you catch a bug or something? Not feeling well. What was that? Was that you, little blip? You still hanging around? Where did you come from? And where are you now? There you are, you little... Damn it. Almost did it again. Can you not stay still for, 2 seconds? I promise I won't hurt you. I just want to see who got my comms line, okay? And also what you are. And where you came from. Unless, of course, call is coming from inside the house and somebody is messing with the ship-wide relay. Viveka! No? Nothing? You got all shy now? That's fine. I can wait. I'll start a new log if you decide to do an encore.
Okay, so... still not much to report. No further insights into the cause of the communication blackout or the eventual destruction of the ship. Hopefully these recordings will be suitable from now on, but I will be making further complaints if that isn't the case. I'll continue analysis with the next selection of recordings. Black Box is a Haunt collaboration production, written and produced by L.R. Spooner. The opening and closing theme is Faded Dream by Shane Ivers. This episode featured A. Conley as Dr. Carenza Verde, Keegan von der Wecken as Daniel Schwartz, Shiny Opals as Morgan Bliss, Derek Valen as Dr. Aubrey Killian, Beck Little as Philippa Daubney, and L.R. Spooner as the narrator. You can follow us on Twitter at Blackbox Sci-Fi and Tumblr at Blackbox Podcast. This show is made as a labour of love, but if you would like to support us, you can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehauntcollaboration. Thanks for listening.